dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream.
Dare. Welcome, this is Debbie Dashinger, and I'm really glad to be here with you today. This is Dare to Dream Radio, and I'm going to be talking about your dreams, getting a grip, and where are you going? A little bit later, I've got a guest coming on, Lynette Carolla. Excited to have her here. She is the CEO of Carolla Drinks, host of Carolla Digital's For Crying Out Loud and 10th Avenue podcast. And Lynette is married to the professional complainer, Adam Carolla, and she is now jogging in place everywhere, handling everything. So we'll have her on a little bit later. And as far as where you're going, well, this is all about creating your dreams come true, living your life out loud, which is not necessarily something that everybody tells us we have to have. It's not the consumerism idea of creating dreams. It's more what's in your heart and what is your song to sing out there in the world. I read something so interesting. I wanted to share it because this just tells you how completely different dreams are for everybody. So check this out. This is an event planner named Berlanti Azhak. So she thinks she's going to get married. She thinks her boyfriend and she are heading towards engagement, but instead they break up. And she's got a month of absolute crushing grief. And then she remembers she had written a list years ago. Have you written one of those lists, those one day I will, or my bucket list, or my dream list is? It's amazing when you write those things down and see what is inside of you that wants to get expressed. So she remembers this list. She goes back to it. This was the everything she wanted to do before she got settled down. And there were things like ride through Bangkok on the back of a motorcycle, scuba dive the Great Blue Hole, trek through the Amazon, swim with the sharks. I'll tell you right now, this would not be my list, okay? But this is someone who's obviously very adventurous, world traveler, and very athletic. My boyfriend, she says, hasn't been able to find the time, but now he's out of the picture, so there's no stopping her. She's back to this list after all this grief. And the first thing she sees on this list is, get ready for this, wing walking. Wing walking on a travel show. She sees this and says, wow, I've gone skydiving before, but this looks infinitely cooler. She knows that she's going to wear a rock climbing harness attached to a plane with a steel cable in the air. So she actually signs up to do this. There's wind resistance that is so fierce, it takes all of her strength just to climb out of her airplane seat. And every inch of her skin is flapping in the extreme wind. So she does it. She does it. She goes for this piece of her bucket list. And the pilot starts doing flips. And it feels to her like zero gravity, out-of-body experience. But she says she wasn't scared. All she kept thinking is, I'm getting to do what I want. This feels so great. So, wow. Now for her, nothing seems intimidating anymore. And, well, as for her ex, there's no hard feelings because that breakup put her right where she needed to be. So where are you going? What is your dream? I think my puppy's dream, little Shelby, her dream is to play with Charlie, the giant doodle down the block. That's all she lives for. The moment she sees Charlie, who's about 9 times her size, that's all she wants to do, go play with Charlie. My dream right now, I just finished taking Italian wine specialist class. So in 3 weeks, I'm going to be tested, and with all your good wishes sent to me, I will pass. Tough test, by the way, not an easy test to take. So I am studying like I was in college for wine. This is what I know about creating dreams. So whatever yours is, it doesn't mean that people out there are going to meet you with a lot of yeses and, yeah, go do that, and I know you can, because often it's exactly the opposite. So here's what I know. The more daring any of my accomplishments have been, the more I have found that a lot of people doubt me. But when I continuously break down barriers, that's when other people begin to believe. And that's what they then become inspired by. So break down the barriers, allow people to see what's possible, and know that you're inspiring them. That's what's important. So go create your dreams. Where are you headed? What is your dream? It may not be going out on a plane. It may not be these wine classes and certifications. It may not be playing with another puppy down the street. But whatever is indigenous to you to create out in the world, because it fills you with so much joy and passion, please go do it and create those ripples out into the world. Dare to dream and dare to create all your dreams into your reality. Well, we're going to be speaking with Lynette Carolla. She's the CEO and brand ambassador of Carolla Drinks. And what is Carolla Drinks? It's unique. And what's so cool about it, it's solely funded and run by Lynette and Adam Carolla personally. Carolla Drinks sells Mangria, an endless rant IPA, to markets across the U.S. and some parts of Canada. In 2009, Adam Carolla started his own podcasting network, and Lynette also started a podcast, which she still hosts twice a week, titled For Crying Out Loud with a co-host, where they discuss everything from raising twins to being in a long-term marriage to the Netflix series and books they're obsessed with. So find out more at CarollaDrinks.com. Lynette, welcome to Dare to Dream. It's great to have you.
Oh, thank you, Debbie. It's great to be here. Wow. Thanks for having me on the show. I'm listening to you, and I'm thinking, God, I need to get out in the world.
You need to wing walk a little bit more.
Yeah, I do. I lead a boring life, man. You're going to be an Italian wine specialist. That's great. Good
thank
for you.
Thank you. Following my passion, I became certified in Spanish wines last year. I finished half of my master's Spanish wines. I'm now on my way to Italian wines and just took a French Bordeaux class. And listen, it's awesome to sit in a class and get to drink. So how does it get any better than that?
Great. That's amazing. I'm full-blooded Italian, and I've only been to Italy one time. with Adam years ago. And I think one of the things on my bucket list is to take my kids to Italy. Since both
Where
my
would
parents
you go
were
if you take
there.
Your kids there?
I think I would go, you know, I would like to go to where my mom was born, which is a small town. It's called Matrige, and it's near Naples. And I would like to go to Florence, Rome. I mean, you know, all the whole bit, I think.
Okay, yeah, so Cinque Terre. There is so much to see there. It is truly remarkable. And I encourage you to create that dream. Let us know. Send us pictures. We'll let the people know you made your dream come true. And, you know, look, speaking about wing walking in the opening, I think for you and Adam to create this Carolla Drinks, that seems a big leap to me. How did you get from what you guys, because you're both from entertainment, how did you go from there to doing something so passion-driven as to creating this drink company?
Well, I'll tell you, it's an interesting story because Adam had a CBS, he was working for CBS Radio. He was doing morning radio on the West Coast. He took over for the Howard Stern stations when Howard went to Sirius XM. And he was doing, you know, a couple years of morning radio. That, in 2008, when the economy crashed, had to go, they flipped the format. So everybody lost their, you know, radio gig. They were just, you know, going to play Justin Timberlake all day long. Hmm. And so... So what Adam did is the very next Monday, he left the job Friday. The next Monday, he went straight to podcasting. Now, in 2000, it was at the end of 2009, and nobody really knew. I mean, it was podcasting, but people really, it was uncharted waters. How do you monetize? All that stuff. And it was really just Adam and a couple other guys that he took from the radio show with him. And we just started doing the podcast. He just did it out of our house. And then he got a warehouse in Glendale and he built that out. And now it's like, you know, professional studios. He's got Studio A, Studio B. Now he's got two warehouses, one for his cars, his sports cars, and it's and it started to grow. And then Adam started talking one day about how every night he likes to have a glass of wine, and he had a little bit of wine left and a little bit of vodka, and he said, "Yeah, I just mixed myself a cocktail and I put some orange juice and vodka and the red wine, and I made myself, you know, a little cocktail, a little mangria." And he said, "Mangria." And then people started tweeting him saying, you know, "Hey, Adam, I made myself a mangria cocktail last night. Put a little red wine, blah, blah, blah." So it started to catch on, and eventually Napa came calling, and they said, "If you're serious about this, we could bottle, you know, send you some samples. You taste it and tell us what it needs, what it doesn't need, and we'll bottle it and go from there." And it started to grow and catch on, and then we got distributors, and then we started out with the original red flavor, orange flavor, and then we came out with a white, I think about a year later, and then another year after that we came out with a brosé.
That's great.
So yeah, and what happened is that, and then it got handed to me because it started to grow, and Adam is extremely busy podcasting, writing books, doing movies and TV, and he said, "This is something, you know, the kids are a little older, this is something you could do," and I don't know the alcohol business, I was in the entertainment business, and he said, "Go for it, you know, it's starting from the ground up, you can build it, it's your business, you know, I'm here to support you, but just take it and run with it." And luckily, my partner, Jay Miller, who was Adam's assistant for about 10 years, who was went to law school while he was Adam's assistant, got his law degree. He also worked in a bar on the weekend, so he knew the bar industry. And he, with him and I behind the wheel now, it's starting to take off and starting to grow. And it's been a lot of fun, and it's been a big learning experience.
All right. Well, I want to talk about that big learning experience. I'll bet. So here you are, CEO, big transition for you, but you take this on, and bravo to you. You're in an industry that doesn't typically have a lot of women. So I'm curious, what have you found to be difficult, Lynette, about being a CEO of this business that was a surprise for you, that it was so hard?
Well, you know, I'll tell you that the hard part was finding out the good people in the business and the, not necessarily bad, but we had a couple bad, they started to lose their way. You know, guys, the men that's been in the business, I haven't met any women yet, but the men that we've worked with have been in the business for 20, 25 years, and they're getting a little older. One we hooked up with, and it turned out to be a disappointment, and he wasn't as truthful and as honest as he should have been. And so there was a lot of those types of things along the way. So it can be a tough business, but it also can be a rewarding business. And then we've been rewarded with the fans, had the support, and the interest. I mean, we do these bar crawls at different cities around the country. And
what is that exactly, the bar crawl?
A bar crawl, it's a Corolla Drinks bar crawl. We've gone to 6 cities so far, and we've promoted on all of our podcasts, and we go to 4, like we've done Denver, San Francisco, Portland. So we go to 4 bars in the night, 2 buses, those Starline buses. We sell tickets. We sell it. You know, you get a ticket that gets you in for a seat on the bus. You're on the bus. You get to drink the alcohol on the bus. And we just go from each bar. We pack 4 bars. We go to each bar for about an hour and a half. And then I buy everybody. It's about I would say about 85 people that show up, because that's how many people can fit on the bus. We pack the bus. I mean, it's sold out every time.
Yeah, and holy God, how do people get on this bus? How do people sign up for it?
When we do it, we promote it. If you just go to Corolla Drinks, everything is at CorollaDrinks.com. If you go there, it has all the information. So when we do it, we will post it, and it will be announced on the podcast, and then people can buy tickets there, and once you get a ticket, you're in. And then
we buy tickets, and then the bus ride, we're getting mangria and brosé and all the other drinks that you have. Fabulous. God, what fun.
And the fans, like, you know, they've developed a relationship with Adam's Universe. So they love to meet producer Gary or intern Nick. So we bring the crew. It's not necessarily Adam. It's me. It's hosted by Jay and myself. We're there, and then the crew. So people are, like, excited to meet the producer, Gary. They start to become a family that they listen to every day, because Adam's show is every day of the week. So they feel like it's a camaraderie thing. But the challenges, I mean, those have been the challenges. But honestly, I have to say, being a woman in the business, it's sort of flipped. I mean, it sort of seems that it's opening doors. I mean, you wanted to talk to me today, you know, and a lot of other people wanted to. They're interested in the story. They like the fact that a woman is at the helm, and they like the fact that it's a family business and that, you know, started from the ground up and no investors or anything like that. So we're on a tight budget, but it's starting to really grow, and we're starting to reap the rewards of that. So,
and you can actually put organic on your label, because clearly this all came about organically, just from something Adam created and put out there to the fans. So it's an organic product.
that's true. I never thought about that. That's true. Yeah.
It has grassroots. And so what have you found to be easy? Like, what qualities, Lynette, did you indigenously bring to being a CEO that surprised you and you're finding, okay, I'm pretty good at this?
Well, I've been a good people person. I love to talk to people. And we at Corolla Drinks website, when people have a question or they email us, they have questions, I love to be able to, you know, Jay gets back to them immediately, and there's a person there. It's not that their email just goes. I like the fact that they know, like, I send handwritten thank you cards to all of our wine club. We have a wine club, and all of our wine club members, they get, like, a personal handwritten note, and I sit there and I write it out and I address it. I'm terrible writing, because all I do is type, but I send that. I love one on one. I love going to the bar calls, meeting the people. I love doing that. Now we're doing a Facebook Live after show. It's called Corolla Drinks Facebook Live after show. It's on every Tuesday night on Adam Carolla's Facebook, and it's a live streaming video that you can watch us, and we are talking about Adam's Spike TV show that aired on the night before. Adam's show moved to Monday nights. I don't know if you know that he has a Spike TV show. So we talk about the building and all the stuff he did on his show, and then we talk about anything that happened in the Corolla universe. I have videos, like, I show home videos at Adam with the kids at home, or like Adam talking or complaining about something, and it's like a lot of behind the scenes stuff. And I like being, I feel like I'm a producer, like, let's air this clip first, and then we'll air this clip, let's cut it here, and we're editing, and we're cutting, and we're doing, and it's like, and it's live, so we're like rushing around for 2 hours before the show starts, and I've never been able to, I've worked in TV forever, but I've never been able to do the producing and the directing. And that part I'm really starting to enjoy. And I know it's an alcohol company, and it's a little strange, but we are a digital alcohol company. We're a unique brand because of Adam and his brand and what he brings to it. And, you know, with all the different platforms and the appearances that he does. So it just all kind of ties together. It's a unique, definitely a unique brand. And it's a family, like I said, the family. And so I just love doing it. I've always had an office job, and this is definitely not an office job. Yeah.
And unique, as we know today, is what sells. Everybody's looking for the next different thing that isn't like everything else that came before it. So the fact that this is alcohol-based and it is putting itself forth in a way that people haven't seen before, with names they haven't seen before that are relatable, that sounds like a win-win. Well, folks, when we come back, we'll be talking more with Lynette about how she makes all of this work and how she juggles it, and more about the podcasting world. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio, and you can get your free Dare to Dream Radio app from iTunes. The app is called Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. Also, join me after the show on Facebook, Dare to Dream Radio and TV. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
Radiant Skincare is located on the west side of Los Angeles, and it's the best skin and body care clinic to pamper yourself. Their services are both for men and women. Radiant Skincare offers the latest in techniques and products. Your face and body are in the best hands, and you'll love what they do. Check Yelp for rave reviews about Molly at Radiant Skincare. Be sure to try their microcurrent facelift for a non-surgical, natural-appearing facelift. Go to Radiant Skincare, located at 1700 Westwood Boulevard in Los Angeles, and get the best skin and body treatments available today. Call Radiant Skincare at 310-696-9554. With rave Yelp reviews, call 310-696-9554. Mention Dare to Dream Radio and get 25% off at Radiant Skincare. Just call 310-696-9554.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Are you ready to work with a leader whose clients get results? Debbie Dashinger believes you were born with a unique gift. She leads exceptional teleseminar classes and consults leaders and executives to go beyond obstacles and limits. Clients worldwide receive accelerated results and are catapulted into spectacular successes. For an appointment, go to www.debbiedashinger.com.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestsellerBook.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book reviews. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
I love my life. I am powerful. I am beautiful. I am free. I love my life. I am wonderful. I am magical. I am me. I love my life.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger, and I'm interviewing Lynette Carolla. You can find out more at CarollaDrinks.com. Lynette, I want to follow up on something you mentioned in the first part, which was about the big switch that Adam made, CBS making all the changes they did at their radio station. Suddenly people are losing their jobs, and Adam gets the brilliant idea, I'm going to start podcasting. Takes this big storage place, makes a whole venue for himself, and now you're saying he does 7 different podcasts. He's podcasting, writing books. I'm so curious because I teach media, and so to hear it from you, what has been the difference going from mainstream terrestrial radio for him, for you, into this podcasting world? What are the benefits that you've seen because of that?
Wow. Thank you, Debbie. I'll tell you this. When Adam switched over, in the beginning, there's a lot of hiccups, but as it started to grow, he calls it his pirate ship because he gets to do what he wants to do. He gets to say what he wants to say and talk. And Adam, he's not a jokey joke kind of comedian, if that makes sense. He's more conversational. He's extremely, talented, improvisational skills, and so he loves to have conversations and to be able to just talk and not have somebody going, all right, Adam, give out the time, give out the traffic, time, weather, traffic, weather, time, traffic, all that drove him nuts. And a program director wanting to do the wing bowl, like wacky bits and stuff like that, just was not Adam. It's not Adam. He just likes, his news. Likes to talk about the news, so he has a news girl, Gina Grad, who's awesome, and Bald Brian, who does sound effects, who's been with him since early Loveline days. He loves to be able to sit and have conversation. First, he talks about, what he wants to talk about, what's in the news, his opinions, stories, stuff that happens to him, and then interviewing somebody one-on-one. It's more intimate, and that's what he likes, and not having to stop every 5 minutes for, traffic and weather and traffic.
Right.
So,
beautiful.
Yeah.
So for his creative self, this is a great outlet. He doesn't have to be beholden to anybody else. He gets to do what's in his heart to do on his show.
Yeah.
And you too. So your podcast, Nothing's Off Limits. I've listened to it. Pretty funny stuff. The two of you just stream of consciousness. I am dying to know, what is the latest uncomfortable situation that you guys have talked about in your podcast? Where did you go? What did you say?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, on my podcast, For Crying Out Loud, it's just me and my co-host, Stephanie Wilder Taylor, who is hilarious, and she comes from comedy. She's a comedy writer. She's a comedian. She did stand-up. She's a mom. She's a full-time mom now who writes. She has books. Her first book was Sippy Cups Are Not for Chardonnay, which was New York Times bestseller, and she's been on Oprah. She's just great, and she really gets it, and she's a mom full-time and has all the complaints all of us moms have full-time. You know, a wife has been married just as long as I have, and the two of us never talk or see each other during the week. We get together for 2 hours and crank out 2 episodes a week, and we just talk about what's going on in our week. And, you know, I'll tell you, uncomfortable moments. Stephanie and I sometimes, we get a little carried away. Not necessarily carried away is the term, but when we start talking about a situation, we have to be mindful of in case, you know, another mom is listening from the school, or even the theater, the guy that runs the theater, theater group that your child's in. And Stephanie was talking one day on the air about this. Her daughter's in a theater group, and she's 12, and how they take themselves way too seriously. And she said the name of the group, and just went on and on, and she just ranted about them, which is like, they're great, but they take themselves too seriously, and blah, blah, blah. And then the next time she saw them, the theater, the manager said, Stephanie, can I talk to you for a second? And she's thinking in her brain, oh, yeah. Like, she's thinking, yeah, what do you want to talk about? Like she's on, like, yeah, let's talk. And he's like, yeah, we heard the episode. We were talking about our theater group, and her, like, stomach just went, you know.
Oh, my God.
And then you sort of have to backtrack and go, listen, it's a little radio talk, as Adam would say, you know, and it's, they get a people, it's, you know, I've talked about my family, and my family's like, really, you know, is that how you feel? And it can be, because it's very real. We don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but sometimes we do get into conversations that, you know, involve close people in our lives that it can make for an uncomfortable situation.
No filter podcast. So before the show, do you and Stephanie get together and say, we're going to talk about this? Or is it literally you go live and just whatever comes out, comes out?
We go live, whatever comes out, comes out.
That's pretty good for 2 hours.
Yeah, I mean, we never have nothing to talk about. Mm-hmm. And we've been doing it for, I think, almost 7 years now. And it just, now we have a rhythm. And we, you know, we talk about what's going on. Once in a while, we'll have a guest on the show that we like, that's interesting to us. But we will talk about a book that we're reading that we love, and we'll start a little side book club online and talk to, you know, on our Facebook page. And we're very active on social media and talk, so our listeners will, you know, give us a suggestion. Hey, you should watch this Netflix documentary. And then we do, and we say thank you to the person. And then, so it's turned into a nice little community on the For Crying Out Loud Facebook page too. So it's just, it's a new medium that we're in now. It's a new frontier. And you know, I grew up watching TV, 3 channels, 3 networks, you know,
right.
Fox, ABC, and NBC, and that, no, not Fox, CBS, ABC, NBC, that was it. And now it's just, the sky's the limit. So it's interesting. Yeah, yeah.
And you're doing a lot in a time when there is a lot that's available. You are married. You're the CEO of this company. You've got 2 podcasts, 2 children, twins, right, and a dog,
yeah.
And how do you manage everything? How do you juggle as well as you do? Or do you do it well?
I mean, when I'm listening more, yeah. Adam, I've been with Adam 21 years, and, you know, we've been together for a long time, and I know what he likes, what he doesn't. You know, he works so much, so I kind of have to, you know, keep the fort down. And I have two 10-year-olds, a boy-girl twins, and they're in fifth grade. And at 3 o'clock, I have to go off. Like, I have to shut my phone, my laptop done, and just sit and do homework with them from 3 to 5, and then take them to their soccer. No, they don't play soccer, sorry. Basketball, football, whatever. And that part's fun. All the sports, the homework I don't like. We do have a nanny, Olga. She's a Guatemalan nanny that's been with us since the kids were 2 months old, and now they're 10. And we're actually throwing her a surprise birthday party next weekend here at our house with her family.
Not a surprise anymore.
Not a surprise anymore. Hopefully she doesn't.
She's listening to Dare to Dream.
Yeah. She listens to Adam's show every day is what she listens to. And you hear, she's the best personality. Hmm. She's extremely smart, and she is my sister-in-law, my right-hand woman. She helps me definitely, you know, keep the household running. And it's hard. It's definitely hard, and it's tiring. But I try to get, I'll tell you this, what I do. I work out. I try to get a workout in the morning. And then I try to lay down for half an hour. Like, I just got to close my eyes. I just got to shut my mind off and just chill for a half hour. Because if I don't, then I'm going from 6:30 until, you know, 10:30. And I just, that's too much. I just got to, and then Adam's, and then you put Adam, and by the way, can I say one thing about Adam?
Yes.
He's a great husband. He's a pain.
He's a complainer.
Likes to complain. He's a complainer, and he likes to complain. And Adam doesn't have a 9-to-5 job. Adam goes, he's home until like 10 a.m., and then he comes home at 3 p.m. or 4 p.m., which is nice because he's with the kids, but he doesn't help with the homework or anything like that. Then he goes outside and plays catch with the kids. He does that kind of stuff. But he's working in his office. But the man, he's always home. I feel like he's always around. So the house is hopping. So before he gets home, before the kids get home, I try to quiet my mind. And then we get the Labrador puppy. That's a whole another. Debbie, I'll call you another time and tell you that's a puppy. That's another situation.
Oh, great. Our puppies can play
Labrador
together.
Yeah, you
my
have a puppy.
My puppy loves other puppies. So anytime you want a play date. Yeah, I've got a cockapoo. Her name is Shelby. She's 19 months old, and she is pure joy. 12 and a half pounds. She's a little baby girl.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We have, his name is Phil. He's a black lab, and he's close to 100 pounds. And he's a puppy, and he doesn't know he weighs almost, he weighs about 80 pounds. And he just, his tail is going. He's going a mile a minute. And he goes with Adam to work every day, which is a nice thing. He goes and hangs out with the guys. But,
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something about that. You know, Shelby's best friend is Charlie down the block. Charlie's about 8 months old and 100 pounds doodle. Charlie has no idea how huge he is, and they are adorable when they play together. And he takes his big paw, funk, you know, hits her head. He doesn't even realize he thinks he's 12 pounds, too.
Yes, that's about right, yeah.
Sounds like Phil.
Sounds like Phil.
Well, folks, when we come back, we're going to be finding out more from Lynette about how she makes her dreams come true and what's next. This is Dare to Dream Radio. You can write me about the radio show. Email daretodreamradio@gmail.com and stay right there. I'll be right back.
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. Accessconsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At accessconsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. Accessconsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to accessconsciousness.com to learn more.
Radiant Skincare is located on the west side of Los Angeles, and it's the best skin and body care clinic to pamper yourself. Services are for men and women. Radiant Skincare offers the latest in techniques and products. Your face and body are in the best hands. You'll love what they do. Check Yelp for rave reviews about Molly at Radiant Skincare. Be sure to try their endermology treatments. They are cellulite treatments. That's their specialty. Endermology reduces your body's dimpling and fat accumulation. It beautifully contours and smooths out any cellulite and fatty areas on your body. Call Radiant Skincare at 310-696-9554. Go to Radiant Skincare, located at 1700 Westwood Boulevard in Los Angeles, and get the best skin and body treatments available today. With rave Yelp reviews, call 310-696-9554. And mention Dare to Dream Radio to get 25% off. That's Radiant Skincare at 310-696-9554.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio Show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to mybestsellerbook.com. My bestseller book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio Show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Have a dream but not clear how to manifest it? Feel like the rest of the world was given the secret to achieving their dreams except for you? This acclaimed book, Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, was written for you. Author Debbie Dashinger received the Inspiration Book of the Year Award and Critics Pick from U.S. Book Review and Writer's Digest for Wisdom to Success. It's a life-changing read, available at Amazon.
MediaMasteryRadio.com. Learn how to get booked on radio, be paid in money, time, and sales quickly while helping others through your media visibility. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn how to get on radio and be interviewed. Debbie Dutchinger is a success and media expert who is a proven professional. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Stop struggling to acquire clients. Learn to achieve instant visibility to the masses. Book radio interviews for a profitable business. Learn to communicate what you do and get results at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
Life is good. We feel it. In you is such a beauty and a power and a love that can never die. It's always there. It's inviolate. And though it may be covered up by experience temporarily, it's real. And we're here to uncover that destiny and allow it to shine according to our unique patterns as individual expressions of God. Life is good and all is well, yes? Life is good and all is well, yes?
If you're tuning in after we started, this is Debbie Dashinger and Dare to Dream Radio. I'm interviewing Lynette Carolla, CEO of Carolla Drinks, host of a podcast or two, and married to Adam Carolla. You can find Lynette at CarollaDrinks.com. Lynette, I want to ask a little bit about dreams, since this is Dare to Dream, and you've created quite a few that have come true in your life. How do you take on dreams? What do you do to make sure they come true?
That's interesting. I write it down so that it seems to me that it's real, that it's on my list, so that's going to happen. It's not something I just think about. I'll tell you one thing. I grew up in loving Bruce Springsteen and his music. Because I have a brother that's 10 years older than me, so he had all of his albums, and I was always bored, and I loved to read, and I just read all, before I even heard the music, I would just read his album. I don't know if people realize that Bruce Springsteen wrote his greatest albums. Like, they think Born in the USA, Bruce, but it's not, it's 70s Bruce when he wrote so many great songs at age, 24, 25, amazing. It was like novels, reading through his albums. Anyways, my point is that I grew up loving Bruce, and he's been traveling, and he's approaching 70. His bands, he has five guys in his band, they've been with him since the very beginning, for 40 years, the same guys, the same drummer, guitars, except his beloved saxophonist passed away, and keyboardist. But other than that, I mean, these guys have stuck by Bruce for 40 years, and they're not alcoholics and, drug addicts. They take care of themselves, but they're getting up there. They're, approaching, they're getting, 65, 60, and they do these 3-hour marathon shows, and he puts on a show. I mean, it's the one of the greatest shows on earth. And I have 2 10-year-olds who grew up listening to Bruce in my car every day, and they know all his music from 1970 to now. And I really wanted to take them to see Bruce Springsteen. And you'll be happy. You'll be proud of me, Debbie, when I tell you. The kids' prints, they started their 5th grade this year in September of last year. And they were, it's like 3 weeks into school, I got a text from the guitar. I got to know, I was lucky enough because my husband's a comedian, the guitarist of Bruce's band. They love, him and his wife are big comedy fans, and they've seen Adam perform when Adam's come to their town. And Nils Lofgren and his wife Amy exchanged phone numbers with Adam, and I got to know them pretty well throughout the years. I get a text from Amy in September that said, our last show is coming up in Boston next week. Coming up this Thursday. And I get the text on Monday. Coming up this Thursday in Boston. Are you going to come? And because I've been known to fly out to see some shows, like in New York. And I said, maybe I'll get back to you. And I said to Adam, I really want to take these kids to see Bruce. And they're playing at the New England Patriots Stadium. And we're lucky enough to get great seats. One thing about Bruce is I like to see him in the pit where you're standing. You're up next to the stage and you're standing. And it's the greatest experience. Mm. And you get to see everything up close. And I said, I want the kids to experience Bruce in the pit as well at the Foxborough Stadium in Boston. And Adam said, go for it. And so I text her back, and I said, but the kids are going to have to miss school, but they've never been to Boston. You know, we don't travel that much because Adam travels so much. So I said, okay, we're going. And the kids were, I mean, over the moon that I got to take them out of school, and they were going to go see Bruce, and that we were going to go to Boston and, you know, see the sights of Boston for a couple of days. And we, from a Monday to Thursday, and I, again, I'm not a big traveler. The kids never travel that much. Been on a plane like twice. And I said, we packed, got ready for like 4-day trip to Boston, went to Boston. And one of the best parts of the trip, I get a text the day of the show from the guitarist that said, I see, Lynette, that you put down for 3 tickets standing in the pit. And I said, yeah. And he said, but you have 2 little kids. And they said, yeah. And he said, are they going to be okay standing in the pit for 3, close 4 hours? I said, yeah. And he said, are you sure? Okay. I thought maybe you wanted seats, but okay. And when I went to the box office to pick up my tickets, he gave me 3 pit passes to stand in the pit, but he also gave me 3 seats in case they got tired, we could go to seats. And
oh,
it was
nice.
The sweetest. Wow. I mean, wow. Like, yeah. The day of the show, the guitarist of the band. So I saw Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band at Foxborough Stadium in Boston with my 2 10-year-olds. And I don't want to say this out loud, but it could have been the last show like that Bruce does. I mean, he may do small shows with just him acoustic, but to see Bruce Springsteen with the E Street Band and fireworks and everything at the end,
wow,
was incredible. That was
amazing.
A dream come true.
What a memory. What an incredible memory, and good for you for going for it.
Thank you.
And when the show is over, what happened? I mean, I know the band is exhausted, I'm sure, but basically you guys went back to your hotel, or did you have a chance to hang out with the band?
Well, during the show, the wife of the guitarist found me in the pit, said, you guys come up, follow me. We follow her. She takes us on the stage, and we're standing, me and my children are standing on the side of the stage, watching Bruce do one of his biggest ballads called Jungle Land. And if anybody's a Bruce fan, they'll know what I'm talking about. And it was just an amazing experience. And then Bruce has been known to bring kids up on the stage and dance with them. And one of the, you know, stage managers said, hey, you guys want to go, your daughter want to go up on stage and dance with Bruce? And she said, yeah, only if my mom can come with me. we're on like New England Patriots Stadium that's packed to the hilt. And it unfortunately didn't pan out, but they got to be on the stage. They got to say hi to some of the musicians. They didn't meet Bruce, but after the show, you know, we got in our Uber and went back to our hotel. And then the next day we went and saw the sights. They didn't need to meet anybody. I just wanted them to see the experience. I just want them to have the experience, and they did. And it will be something they'll never forget, something I will know. I'm glad that I did that. So
remarkable.
That was, yeah.
I love hearing that. I used to be obsessed once upon a time with the Jay Giles Band. Magic Dick and his Lickin' Stick, and he played harmonica. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was obsessed with them. And I remember the things that used to get created. I'd be coming out of a club somewhere when I lived in New York, and a limousine would pull up. I can't even explain it. And there would be the Jay Giles Band somehow getting in the limousine. Or one time I flew from New York. My brother used to go to Berklee College of Music in Boston, and I flew to Boston to visit him. I was young, and on the plane, some guy has a Jay Giles jacket on, and I said, I'm their biggest fan. He said, no, actually, I am. We did a little back and forth, and he says, well, I'm their manager. Yeah, you win. You definitely win. But he ended up giving me, like, all this Jay Giles swag, and I came off the plane, and little girl, I was so impressed by myself introducing him to my brother in music, like, hey, this is the manager of Jay Giles.
So, oh, my God.
It's amazing when you're really obsessed with a band like that, what you can create, what kind of things you attract to you, and the opportunities. So I love hearing that you went for it. You got to make this dream come true to bring your kids, and that it was so fulfilled. You got seats, you got pit, you got a little bit of everything, and maybe the final show. Like, wow.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate you supporting me in that decision. taking them out of school in the beginning of school, you know, but whatever. They were fine. The teachers were, everybody was fine. So.
Yeah. And they'll remember it forever. And what's next for you, Lynette? What are you next, Dare to Dream? What kind of future dreams or goals do you have?
Well, I really want to see our Corolla drinks grow, expand. We have an IPA out, and we're going to do some seasonal flavors of the IPA craft beer. I want to get more into the craft beer business. I just would love to just keep growing this brand. And, you know, we have also we have two wines coming up, a white and a red. And it's a Chardonnay, and the red is a blend. We're still tasting and going back and forth with it, but from the winery, Bianchi Winery. And so we're going to put that out soon, I think in the next month or two. And I just want to see my little pirate ship grow that I'm doing with these guys that work with Adam and my partner Jay, and I just want to see them grow with me. That's really, really will make my dreams come true.
So tell me, if we're sitting here a year from now, you and I, Lynette, and we are celebrating what an amazing year you just had with Corolla Drinks. What did you and Adam and Corolla Drinks achieve? What's it going to look like?
I would say, I don't know, it's so hard to tell, but I think a couple new products like the IPAs, different types of flavors, in the craft beer business, they have these different, orange, whatever. I would like to see a couple of those new SKUs, as they call them. I would like to see our new blends of the white and the red up and just in stores everywhere, because the Mangria is in a ton of stores, BevMo, Total Wine, and around the country. And so I just want to see, I would love to see the IPA at Whole Foods, because they were talking to Whole Foods for our IPA, and which is called Endless Rant. Endless Rant IPA. And I think a year from now, having these new products, and also having them available in cans, and also having hard lemonades in cans, just new products. A year from now, if I talk to you, Debbie, I would love to see new expansion, new products, and growth. That's all I can ask for.
New expansion, new products, and growth. Well, I really hope that for you. I know that can come true, and I can't wait to be a witness to it. Lynette, thank you so much for coming on Dare to Dream today.
Debbie, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, this was terrific. Again, you can find her at Corolla Drinks. And I end today's show with this quote from Woody Allen. You can live to be 100 if you give up all the things that make you want to live to be 100. You can subscribe to my inspirational YouTube videos at youtube.com/DebOnTheRadio. And if it's time for you to become a best-selling author, did you write a book? You want to write a book? You want to get big results? I've got a guaranteed service. It takes authors to international bestseller. Go to mybestsellerbook.com. Thanks for joining me today on Dare to Dream.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change.